So I'm sure you're all excited about the new Star Wars movie that comes out next week. We are going to ask our panelists to predict what the big surprise in that movie is going to be. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, funding cancer research across the continuum, from basic research through clinical trials to advanced therapies that save thousands of lives. More information is available at lls.org. Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years, and Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. His assistant as house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Candace Wait, Wait, Don't Mattel Me. It's amazing we waited that long to get to that one. Mm. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to Les Stolarczyk and the crew at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dernboss. Technical directions from Lorna White. Our CFO is Andy N. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the big surprise in the new Star Wars movie? Luke Burbank.
Moviegoers will meet the new face of evil, Darth Vader's second cousin, Don Vader, whose helmet is made of a weird comb-over and who keeps talking about deporting all the Wookiees.
Nico Case.
I think that the new bad guy, Kylo Ren, is going to unmask itself, and it will be Debbie Reynolds, who's... Oh. Carrie Fisher's real mom.
And Roy Blunt Jr.
I like that one. I'll stick with that one. Well, I was going to say that it makes no sense at all, but the part of Obi-Wan Kenobi is played by Lindsey Graham. And Ben Carson's in it, too. There are all these little cameos. Ben Carson, but you can't tell it's Ben Carson because he's a Wookiee. And Carly Fiorina pops up. All these little borderline Republicans keep popping up in Star Wars. You can't get away from them. They're everywhere.
It's the new product placement.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, if any of that happens, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Luke Burbank, Roy Blunt Jr., the amazing Nico Case. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR.